Hello. You're. I was about to say this is WFO. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. It's not. Mic four isn't. Or which one is that? That's mic three. Amy, your mic isn't on. I'll turn it on right now. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Melissa.
And Dina.
And Amy.
And this is the Existential Crisis Radio Hour Infinite Edition 2-hour version.
Yeah.
Just like the
second to last ever.
Second to last ever. You know, you listening to me the last past 4 years, you're never going to hear my dulcet tones ever again on the radio.
I mean, next week.
Yeah, I'm saying after next week, you're never going to hear that again, my beautiful voice,
never.
With all the beautiful things I have to say. I mean, maybe not. Maybe I end up being like a big-time radio personality. We don't know. I can't tell the future.
We don't know.
So what did... Dina went to a concert a few days ago. Just make small talk while I fix this.
Yeah, I did. I went to the Frightened Rabbit concert, and it was really, really good. They're on tour right now.
There we go. Your mic's on, Amy. Mm-hmm. Your mic's on.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah, it's good. It's really.
Why is it good?
Amazing.
Care to elaborate?
The new album. Why
yeah.
is it? Because it's just a really good album. Like every song on it is awesome.
Would you say that they're better live
than album? I mean, I enjoy concerts. Mm-hmm. They're good live. Yeah. They're not like, it wasn't like the best,
Beyonce?
Most amazing show I've ever been to, yeah. but it was quite good.
What's the best, most amazing show you've ever been to?
Best, most amazing show I've ever been to. Cloud Cult and Stars were both amazing shows. Those were killer.
Stars. Weren't all three of us at the Star?
Yeah.
The first one. I went to a second one.
Mm.
Well, okay. Whatever.
Oh, oops. That's not my email.
I can't remember what... I don't know. It's difficult. Because I've been to so many concerts.
I'm so cultured. I'm Dina.
I mean,
see.
Not really. But...
What about you, Amy?
The best concert that I've ever been to.
Yeah. Ames, as I'm going to call you now.
Ames, really?
Yeah.
I have to say, I went to the World Superstar concert, Psy.
Okay.
The dude who sang Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Man is full of energy. He's like 41.
I believe you, honestly. I bet I would dig it.
It was pretty amazing. It's just like a stadium full of Koreans full of existential angst. Just like singing along to satire. It's great. It was great.
Yeah. Was this in Korea?
Yeah, it was a Christmas concert too. So
oh my gosh.
A bunch of single, angry people.
Why single people?
Because, like, it's Christmas. You probably do something more romantic than go to sing Gangnam Style.
Okay. I guess I just don't really think of Christmas as being romantic. I don't know.
I don't know. Christmas is.
That's true.
That's not my thing.
Because you're a Jew.
Yes. Thank you.
It doesn't mean much to you, though?
I don't know. Christmas for me is, like for your family. Mm-hmm. It's not, like if you have friends or, like, a significant other or whatever, and you're like, bye. I've got to be at my mom's house.
Yeah. That might change. You never know.
You're right. My mom can lose her house.
Oh, no.
No, I know what
That's
you meant. I know what you mean. yeah, Christmas in my house is fun because we are Latino.
Mm-hmm.
We do what's it called? Like the day before, like Noche Buena, like the 24th is like much more of a big deal. So we celebrate the day before, like actual Christmas. Like we don't do anything. Like we don't have dinner or anything like that.
Quick question: what makes a buena?
What
makes it bueno?
Noche Buena? I don't know. It's just like...
Why is it better than the rest?
Maybe it's like the day that they arrived in Bethlehem. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why the night before is celebrated more than the actual day. I have no idea.
It's
a mystery.
I mean, I can probably Google it.
Yeah.
Anyways, but we're not here to talk about Christmas. We're here to listen to music. Oh my gosh. So let's just do that. While I finish my paper and Dina buys lipstick on the internet.
What? Yeah. To be continued.
We'll let you know what colors we get.
They're all really weird names, so.
Yeah, but we can, like, describe it, you know?
Okay. It's a good use of our limited time.
Yep. Okay, let's put on some music.
Why the lipstick?
Because we want to look like fancy, lipstick. Amy. Come
on.
We're showing the world. Our mouths.
Is there an occasion?
No. Just looking cute.
Really? Lipstick. Yeah. How adult.
No.
Sort of.
Much adult.
Trying.
butterflies for tender words that harmonize with love. A time for climbing hills, one leaning out the windowsills, admiring the daffodils. Edge. My toes gripped to the ledge.
saw right to the ground. I saw the moon. I saw the dark within. I heard the rushes sing and whisper to them softly so they'd hear. When I go, that's the first and the second.
places I remember. Something new, though I know.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Okay, so that was a really weird ad. Not an ad, sorry, a PSA. But yeah, save money. I guess that's important. I'm just going to tell y'all what I played real quick. I really didn't like that last part about selling your soul to the devil. I was like, that was like, came out of nowhere. Came out of left field. All right. First I played, I logged it incorrectly. Well, I logged the song incorrectly, so don't go off the website if by some reason you're like the one person who goes on our website. But the song that I played first was I Don't Care Where You're From by 47 Soul, Julia's fave band. Julia might be my roommate. And then the Duke Dumont remix of Falling by Haim. Then Centipede by Wilson. Then A Time for Love by Jane Monheit. Then The Third Death by Isabel Anderson, or Isabel, I guess. That's how it's spelled. Then I played The Breach by Dustin Tebbutt. In My Life by The Beatles. And the live version of Rhiannon by Stevie Nicks. And we were just commenting that for some reason, Stevie Nicks doesn't usually sound like this, but just in the song, she sounds a lot like Miley Cyrus, or rather, Miley Cyrus, I guess, sounds like her. And it was really upsetting. I was, like, listening to it, and I was like, I could totally see these words coming out of Miley Cyrus' mouth, and, like, I don't mean to, like, insult Stevie Nicks in this way, but Amy just said it, and I just can't get it out of my head. Anyways, so I'll pass it on to Dina now, and we'll keep listening to music.
Thank you.
of the sun rising, up the horizon and into our tired eyes. The spell of night is struck down, our second sight is bleeding out. Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born and drowned. Baby, come on. Forget what Father Brennan said. We were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed. Let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night.
baby, come on. If the sun don't shine on me today, and if the subway's flood and bridges break, will you lay yourself down and dig your grave, or will you rail against the dying day? And when we looked outside, couldn't even see the sky, how do you pay the rent? Is it your pay? Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out.